Talking About Practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and North Rim Adventure Sports, offering bicycle sales, rentals, cycling apparel, and equipment, and a bicycle service shop. Don't forget that. North Rim Adventures features Trek Bikes, USA, and other brands at 178 East 2nd Street in downtown Chico, or at northrimadventure.com. Like I said, Talking About Practice coming up shortly. Stay tuned.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice, man.
Yes, indeed. We are talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. We've had Chico locked down before shelter in place. You know what I'm saying? It's good to be back. My name is Jarrell Gilbert. I got my man, the lanky legend, a.k.a. Sonny Slim, a.k.a. John Lucan with me. What's goody?
What up? It's starting to catch a little bit, all right? Like the flow, the run. Yeah, I'm getting back into it.
Yeah, you know, I think during the pod, you came out of your shell and kind of came around on the name Lanky Legend. And yeah. It was because a really cool... much cooler than us rapper told you he liked it, and you're like, you know, it's not so bad.
Yeah. That might be a valid statement. However, Lanky, I get that. Legend, still trying to figure that one out. I'll take it, though.
We see potential.
Brad, no one was talking to you.
You know what?
Grown-ups were trying to have an adult, and you just butted in. I mean, an adult conversation. Not an adult.
You know what? I take that back. You're not even a legend anymore.
I did that read. I'm all jittery. You know, it's no one can
see. He's scared.
What's up, everyone?
He's a turtle.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. John Thomas Lucan. We also got Brad the Butcher, a.k.a. the Game Killer himself, a.k.a. Brad Cooper, a.k.a. Stat Man Brad,
a.k.a. the Jewish Nightmare, a.k.a. that guy your girl doesn't know.
Yeah! Okay, hold on. Let's bring it down a little bit.
Yeah.
You know,
what? Which part of that didn't you like?
All of it.
Yeah. All of it? Well,
the Jewish Nightmare, I believe, has a name. It's called the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Whoa. Or Hitler. It's actually a great sandwich at Brooklyn Bagel Works. One of my favorite sandwiches.
And what was... Explain the second part to us.
That guy your girl doesn't know, because I don't know them, basically, is what
he
I
was
mean.
Like dogging himself. Like, don't worry about your girl.
Yeah, don't worry about your girl.
So you're the opposite of Mr. Steal Your Girl.
It's like, that guy, I'm that guy your girl knows.
Yeah, the opposite.
It's like, I'm not that guy, though.
He's like Mr. Friendzone Your Girl.
Pretty much. Yes, exactly.
We like to call that an extra pair of eyes.
Oh, all right. All right. I appreciate the clarification. We also got our man Rudy V in the building. He's just playing the background now. He might jump up on the mic. It's up to you. It's an open house around here. We like to bring our friends in. We actually have sports again, guys. 2 weeks in a row, we get to talk about actual sports.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe not in the case of baseball, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that. I watched so much basketball this weekend. It was awesome. I knew I missed it.
You didn't know how much, though.
Oh, my God.
You missed it a lot, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
I like it.
I did.
Yep.
I did. I thought I was over her. I thought I had moved on. Not moved on.
Story of my life.
I still thought about her and would romanticize, but, you know, I was okay. I was in a better place. I had kind of come to grips with where we're at as a nation, as a society. And then I saw her again. And she looked better than ever. Oh, did she look good? Whether it was an overtime game in the first day back, whether it was seeing my man Ja Morant back out there, whether it was seeing James Harden play defense. Oh, she is so sexy. I am so sorry I ever thought I could move on. I can never move on. Welcome back home, baby. The NBA is back, son.
That was the most beautiful intro.
Yeah.
I'm glad you found your love again.
Oh, man. Yeah, I am too.
I'm glad you started naming off players for a second there. I forgot we were talking about basketball. Like, wait, am I over this? No, yeah, it was super exciting. And like we said a couple times, you know, on our pod episodes, you can check that out, TVP, Not a Game, on Instagram. But every game matchup was perfect this week. Like, they did so well in the scheduling.
Absolutely.
To get kind of the restart going, get the juices flowing for sports enthusiasts and degenerates like ourselves. It's going to be a really good playoff series. And I never thought I was going to be saying this, but I'm really excited for this restart playoff series to start.
I am too. I know well, Derek's not here, but Derek in particular kind of poo-pooed this whole NBA restart.
Yeah. I was on that team
you
as well.
And I was going to say, and you were second in command on that fight. But it's back. And yes, there's some weird things, virtual fans, even though I find it kind of cool. I like it better than what we do in Major League Baseball with the cardboard cutouts. I think it's fun. And God, it was just, we had really good basketball all weekend, and it was awesome.
Yeah, there wasn't really even a bad game to watch for the most part.
I mean, did you see the Clippers-Pelicans game?
That was somewhat competitive.
Brad, they lost by like 50.
Yeah, okay, they were down 30 at the half, I believe.
That's not how I was it was good to see like how you know what? I'm not
the
even
the sun hit you yesterday and you're
it
just
really
not...
did. I'm not doing very well right now.
Oh man. Am I gonna have to carry us?
Yeah.
Is that what's gonna happen?
Well,
great,
you
dude.
Usually do that, but I'm feeling decent. Brad is
I'll have my spurts. I can't guarantee a full
he's
good
just
show.
A bag of bones over there.
Well, thanks for showing up.
I thought about not coming, but I was like, you know what, I'm gonna have to show up. I'm gonna have to do my best here. So I didn't want to miss a
what
show.
What am I supposed to do with this right now? I thought about how much I didn't want to be here. Now that I'm here, I'm still thinking about how I don't want to be here. But I'm here. So, Jerome, you were saying? What am I supposed to do with that?
Not much. Most of the things I say, you're not supposed to do much with.
That, I mean, he does have a point there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But basketball's back, baby.
Oh, God. Just killed all my enthusiasm. God.
Are you over her now?
No, I'm still... I'm more in love than ever.
So of these Western Conference play-in teams. So we have
Portland
Jazz. We have Pelicans.
Not anymore. Not them anymore.
Is Jazz
the Pelicans? Pelicans are
in a race, aren't they?
They're pretty much out of it now.
Look, can you, instead of saying pretty much,
yeah,
can you
I'm
look
pretty sure there's,
yes, I'll look like it up
like the
right
three
now.
Teams playing in are all within a game or two of each other. And of those teams, Jarrell, what do you think, or what team do you think has the best odds of actually making kind of some splashes in the playoffs?
Basically, Portland's going to, at the very minimum, get the play-in game at this point, right? Portland's how many out?
Two.
And you have to be within four games of the eight seed, in order to either get in the play to have a chance at the play-in game.
Yes.
So as of right now,
but they're 3.5 from the eight spot.
Doesn't matter. They would still get a play-in game.
Okay.
So you have to be the nine spot and within four. So. Okay.
Oh, you have to be the nine.
You have to be the nine.
Yeah, you have to be the number nine. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So if there's a tie,
the Pelicans are they're going to be within four, but they're not going to be able to beat Portland or the Spurs. That's what I'm saying.
So
how many games back are the Pelicans?
From the eight spot, they are
from the nine spot.
From the nine spot,
because that's essentially the play-in.
Two and a half.
Okay, two and a half. So yeah, so they need to go on a little bit of a run here, but. I mean,
yeah,
we got really stuck in the weeds here, so let's bring it back. So I think with this information now, I still would take Portland in a one-game playoff scenario.
They'd have to win two if they're in the nine spot.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is if you give me any of these teams, because who knows what's going to happen over the next week is my point. We don't know how this is all going to shake out. They're all within a couple games of each other, and San Antonio is still in the mix. They are currently the nine seed.
Yep.
That is a team who's made the playoffs 26 years in a row. They still have Greg Popovich. They still have DeMar DeRozan, who is a baller, no matter what you think of what he did last year. Look, I would, if I'm taking one team with one game to get in the playoffs, I'm still taking the Blazers. And the reason being, Dame Dollar. That dude's a beast. We saw him this past week switch on to Jason Tatum in the fourth quarter and start to lock him down. And that's a point guard switching on. How tall is Jason Tatum? 6'7"?
6'8"?
Yeah, he's a beast. Not a small guy. And granted, Damian Lillard also did the pass to Jokic at the end of the game.
He's 6'8".
6'8", yeah. And I mean, Dame's, 6'3", I think? He did have that pass, and he should have shot the ball.
Right.
But as we discussed on...
6'2".
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Yes, Rudy?
No, I just want to get on live because him and Melo as well, too.
Melo is
the truth. He looks great. He's slim and he's balling right now.
And everyone on that team is healthy. It's good. It's great. I love seeing that.
Yeah, they came back from 26 down yesterday to even take the lead in the fourth quarter. They ended up losing the game. But I just think if you have one team to win you one game, one player, you're not going to say many people before Damian Lillard right now.
I mean, they do have a really difficult schedule coming up.
Like, they have
the Rockets, the Nuggets, Clippers, Sixers, then Mavericks, then Nets.
Oh God!
So, but if any team could come out of that and make it, it's the Trailblazers.
Right.
That is the one team that I could see playing all these teams and being able to make it.
Let's be realistic for playoffs. The Lakers don't want to see the Blazers.
No,
I mean
no
they just got
them.
Back healthy. Yeah, they don't have the size like an AD, like the scoring type on both end defense, all that. But they have two point guards that they run their entire offense through, that not having Avery Bradley, not having some of these guys that the Lakers thought they were going to have going into this, into this series, it's going to be a matchup nightmare.
Yeah, I don't know. It could get interesting. I don't see the Lakers stumbling, but I could see Portland making it difficult for them, for certain. Mm-hmm. We saw LeBron come back this past week. He's only averaging 18.5, I believe, through the first two games.
He's playing possum.
I just think we're going to see a much more aggressive LeBron coming out. He's been trying to set everyone up, get the offensive going through other guys. And I believe the Lakers are undefeated this season when LeBron scores 30 or more. And look, it's not the playoffs yet. I think he's I think he's biding his time. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's concerned about it.
He's in cruise control right now, but he will be soon. I think tonight's a big game for him as well.
Plus, they're 5.5 up on the Clippers for that first spot, so all you have to do is win one or two more.
And what does it even matter this year? This is the 1 year.
Home court doesn't matter.
Home court makes no difference whatsoever.
But you don't want to be the Clippers and drop to the number four spot to face the Lakers in that
second round.
You want to face...
Certainly.
Yeah. So that would be the only time, like, seeding matters is who you play in the next round.
Yeah. Can I say, for as much bleep as we give this guy, the beard, he came out to ball in this NBA restart. And we've all said that we don't necessarily love watching his game. I actually enjoyed watching him the past couple days. I know you definitely did it, John.
Yeah, and he ruined my weekend.
That.
It's fine.
Yeah, we'll get to that. But he played some pretty good defense on Antetokounmpo yesterday. And forced him into two bad turnovers in clutch situations. Yeah. And no matter what you want to say about James Harden, that did happen yesterday. He looks like he's in the best shape I've seen him in his NBA career, possibly. He looks slimmer. He looks like he's picked up a half a step. He just looks sharp. And the Rockets are another team. You know, maybe now that you're playing in an empty gym, and not in front of fans, maybe this is Harden's breakout year. Who knows?
I mean, you put Harden in the playoffs regardless if there's fans or not, I'm still going to see him choke.
Yeah, let's not forget the 0-28 from the three. Like, everyone wants to talk about, they made, 21 threes the other night. But yeah, we've seen him go 28 by the entire team in a playoff series. Mm-hmm. So, like, Harden and the Rockets are one of those teams where I'm not trying to discredit their talent. Obviously, they have talent. They're there every year.
But they haven't proven in the playoffs.
But, yeah, until I see it, then I'll give credit where credit's due. But right now, I think it's just kind of a little fluky at this point.
I wouldn't say it's fluky. It's what you expect in the regular season.
I'm not saying his career is fluky.
In the regular season, you expect them to do well. But what we've seen in the playoffs,
I mean, that's why they're professionals. You can game plan. You can, get into a series and see what Harden is doing and be able to lock down those kind of offensive moves through, putting LeBron on him or whoever the team is, it's a matchup. Like, that's what we see time and time again in the playoffs is those matchups come that Harden can't really deal with and it gets exposed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Harden has a rough track record in the playoffs, and it is until you show me you can do it. I'm not going to believe it. And so, look, I'm not here to not slander Harden. You know how much I hated on. Okay, fair. We all kind of are.
Hey, Harden.
I love Harden. I think he's a boss.
All right.
Kill his microphone, huh?
No. I want give this man a chance to explain himself.
Harden's been always. He's a scraper. He drives the ball. Yes, he does shoot the three a lot. But
he looks for the foul. He doesn't look for the shot.
Yes and no.
Explain. Do tell.
Well, let's see. He does drive the damn ball.
You're good. Yes, just fine. Keep going. Let's just go.
Damn's fine.
I told you. Cut his microphone.
Watch yourself, but explain yourself.
No. So, John was saying earlier, like 30 seconds ago, about the Rockets having proven themselves in the playoffs, which I do agree. But CP3 not going down, what was that, 2 years ago, 3 years ago against Golden State?
Yeah.
I do believe the Houston would have won that series.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, I also think we would have won the championship against the Raptors if we had a healthy Durant and Klay Thompson. You know, you can go through these what-ifs all the time, but the facts are he chokes in the playoffs. He doesn't do well on both sides of the ball, not even offensively. Where he is known to be one of the greatest scorers of all time, but also defensively, where people don't really have high expectations of him, and he still is a letdown.
Well, yeah. All of us do know that he doesn't play defense whatsoever, but he's shown it this
He showed
this
it
restart.
This weekend, yeah. For sure.
Which is unreal.
But let's see how long that lasts. You can be mad and want to prove something, but is it long-lasting? We'll see.
I think we can all agree that until we see him do it in the playoffs, there's room to be skeptical, right?
Exactly.
We've just seen him melt down too many times. They should have won CP3 or no CP3, Rudy. I think they should have won it. They're at home, Game 7. The Warriors weren't playing particularly great, and they were down at halftime by like 12 or 15, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. And the Rockets couldn't buy a three-pointer in that game.
True.
You know?
Very true.
Yeah, so I understand the skepticism. I don't want to be one of those media guys, right, who comes out here and just hates and hates. I don't want to be Skip Bayless, right, where I just hate and never give someone their due. I hate on Harden all the time, but he balled the last 2 days. The last weekend. That's all I'm saying, is he balled.
Yeah, okay? He did.
And I always trash him, so when he does well, I got to give him some props. Just like if the Atlanta Falcons ever win a Super Bowl,
Adam,
I'll give him some props. But until then, don't ever, under any circumstance, trust the Falcons. There's just certain rules. But we got to own it. Because you know what? Give me what grinds my gears, please.
Will do.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When analysts go on TV, give their hot take, get proven completely wrong, and never mention it. They don't own it. They just move on. I'm talking to you, Skip Bayless, okay? I'm talking to you, Tony Kornheiser. I'm talking to you, Michael Wilbon. These guys do it all the time, and they'll be totally wrong on something, and they'll just move on.
Well, because no one calls them out, nor do they let people to call them out on it.
No.
That's exactly why.
That's why we're better than them.
Exactly, because each one of us gets called out on a daily basis, some more than others.
Well, yeah.
That's... Sometimes too much, but it's all right.
Yeah.
It's what makes the show, you know?
Yeah. You being the punching bag.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you for acknowledging you as myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, everybody knows.
Yeah.
We got it.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of the Rockets, John had a tough one this weekend. Oh, boy, did you have a tough one.
I did. Yeah.
One thing that you would think, though, this restart of the NBA season is Vegas doesn't really know what the spread should be.
Right.
So they really struggled the first opening weekend.
Give me a sec.
Hey, it's me. Knock, knock. So, you got my money? You gonna give me my money? Where's my money, man?
All right. I was waiting to see kind of what you were going down that road with. But thanks, Brad,
for
that amazing.
You're welcome.
It's a smooth transition.
Yeah, it was amazing. I hate you, Brad.
Most people.
You had a tough weekend.
I also hate the Rockets.
Yes.
Yeah. So like you were saying, I'll piggyback on that kind of analysis, if you will. Is you're right. The NBA and Vegas, they don't really have spreads and those lines down right off the bat. That's kind of the beauty of beginning of most seasons, you know, is you can hop on those, you know, MLB or NBA seasons and get, you know, 2 weeks in worth of betting where the lines really kind of don't fluctuate, you know. And so I was kind of hopping on that train, knowing the Mavs have been on kind of a tear, doing really well, gelling really well together, being back healthy, and I just don't like the Rockets. A combination of that led me to my demise.
Yeah, and so what happened?
So, I mean, there's a bunch of things that happened in this game that I can pinpoint to go towards, you know, as far as missed shots or defense, you know, lapse in judgment, whatever it, you know, was. But fourth quarter, the Mavericks are up 3, 5.2 on the clock. Rockets are inbounding at half court.
And you have the Mavs by what?
And I have the Mavs plus 1. So, up 4. Which is fine.
Yeah.
You know? And what happens is, besides, I get the strategy because it was a 1-1. They had a foul to give. The Mavericks did. So they fouled in the shooting motion of James Harden. You know, like
questionable.
Like as he usually does with his flail mentality.
Questionable if he was in the shooting motion.
Gets free throws. Ends up actually being overturned. They challenged it, thank God. And it became a 1-1. So me, naturally, as a bettor, I'm excited.
Start to breathe a little
bit. Yeah, I start to breathe a little bit, knowing that I have 4 points. Even, you know, even if they make this one, you know, I'm still up 2. There's a lot in, you know, there's a lot that has to happen in 4 seconds for me to lose this game.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, James Harden. I need James Harden to hit a free throw like he normally does, going 28 times to the line a game. And what does he do but misses it? And I think Covington.
Yeah,
someone came
sneaks Covington, in yeah, and gets a tip in baseline. To tie the game.
Opposite baseline, which goes to the other beautiful. Opposite side of the rim.
Goes into overtime. Rockets win by 5.
Great play,
just an
yes.
epic meltdown is what I had. Not the Mavs. I wouldn't call it a meltdown by the Mavs. A little bit in a sense, but man, was it rough.
Yeah.
Man, was it rough. And it was just coming off a day where I thought I was really, really smart for telling all the listeners to go at the Clippers and not the Lakers. Clippers 4.5. They prevailed. Sorry, Rudy. And okay. just a day later, I get my offense to me. No. Yeah.
Yeah, and we also did the parlay play. You want to explain to the people what happened there?
Yeah, so every Friday, like we were saying, every Friday we all go ahead. I got these guys a little bit half-degenericized into my betting world that we do. Brad is full
half.
Bore in.
Yeah, I was going to say yeah, half.
Brad just took all his clothes off and dove in head first.
that's the way to do it, though.
Yeah, no, that is the way to do it.
Freezing really... cold water and about died.
Yeah, well, you didn't, and now you're coming through the storm.
Well...
A new man.
I mean... Yes, a new man for sure.
So Friday, we pick, we all take an individual game that's happening that weekend. It has to be Friday through Sunday. And we all just, you know, for an undisclosed amount of fun, we bet a parlay, a 5-team parlay, and hopes to win. And we didn't.
Did any of us hit?
I hit, actually. I took Clippers money line, and that hit.
That was
so
smart.
And they won by like 40 or whatever. That was the Pelicans game.
Wait, you took the Nuggets.
I tried to.
But he couldn't.
But yeah.
Oh.
Was it too late?
Shout out to Tabata. Yeah, I think it was too late.
Okay.
Because there was no betting line for that, and also UFC was closed, so we couldn't do Jordan's bet.
Yeah, why was
bet.
That?
You know, I don't do the site.
Fair enough.
I'm also not going to disclose all the... Anyways.
So we lost.
Yes, we lost.
Yeah.
We're going to reload, though.
Yep, we'll be right back.
I have reloaded, if you guys want to know the games I've already taken
this
week.
Yes, we would love
to. I got a little bit of some insight from someone. I'm not going to name names, Rudy. And I took the Lakers -6.5
tonight
against the Jazz.
Big time. Let's go.
And I also took Portland +6 against the Rockets because I hate the Rockets. James Harden, I'm coming for you.
Now, did you bet because you're hated because you have insight from your undisclosed?
No,
person?
I just feel in my personal opinion, I feel like the Portland Trailblazers are in a must-win right now. Every game for them right now is a playoff game.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, you can see it in their gameplay. They're playing McCollum. They're playing Dame Lillard, you know, 38, 40 minutes a game. And they have, you know, their Nurkic.
Nurkic
is back off. Back off the leg injury. He's healthy, which gives them a lot of separation on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Like Carmelo coming off the bench is, an easy 10 points for them a game. I think that they're gelling well, and I think that they need to win. So I think with a spread like 6, you know, maybe they lose, but I think it's going
to
be,
do they have 6
possession.
Points given to them?
They have 6 points given.
Yeah. Ooh.
So I see that being a possession game when it comes down to the fourth
quarter. Oh, absolutely.
100%.
It's going to be funny.
Insight, baby.
Insight. It's going to be funny if the Blazers don't make the playoffs, and in a week and a half we're like, damn, y'all remember when we spent 25 minutes of a radio show talking about how we all like the Blazers and now they're not relevant at all.
I'm just slowly getting my degeneracy into you guys.
I will say I've been looking at the lines of everything lately.
Yes.
Isn't it fun?
It's fun.
It's hard not to.
Exhilarating. It is fun.
You know?
I just don't have money
it's
to
It's almost better than a gender
right
reveal
now.
Party.
Well, I mean,
anything is better than a gender reveal party.
Thank you.
God, those are so dumb. Oh my God, those are so stupid.
That's essentially what betting is, though.
Let me guess. Is it a boy or is it a girl? It's one of them. Are you going to pop a balloon? Are you going to release it into the air? Oh, my God. I hate those so much.
I feel
you. Are
you
going to dunk a basketball that's going to explode and it's going to be blue?
My favorite are the soft toss baseball ones.
And
they
miss
whiff
it. Yeah.
And it goes behind. It's like, oh, so your kid's going to be unathletic, too.
Did you see the one when they let the balloon go and it was supposed to like unveil?
Yeah,
and it just took off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
Did not see
that. God. Next thing you know, there's going to be gender reveal parties for
what
puppies.
What happened to the old school where it was just like it came out and you're like, what is it?
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's kind of what I want.
That's where it's headed.
I'm sure there's already parties like that right now.
Oh, my God.
I feel like that's what I'm going to do. I feel like that's
puppies. I would go to that one, though. At least there's like
a puppy?
You know,
at least there's dogs involved. Yeah.
What if it's like a male or a female puppy?
Yeah, but there's going to be dogs there. You guarantee me dogs.
It's like eight puppies, dude. You know, it's gonna be a long.
So it'd be pretty gnarly though if you could get every.
It's gonna
single,
be purple.
Yeah, we're having eight, and there's gonna be
all
you just
one.
Get all that, like, you know, one balloon for each,
and then we could bet on that, dude. On the odds of that.
Over under
real degenerate
three girls.
I mean, anything's better than Korean tennis at this point.
What's wrong with Korean tennis?
Nothing.
Okay,
made some good money on it.
Good. Russian hockey's been pretty good for me.
Brad?
My God. All right, this is FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico, California. Listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. We appreciate y'all rocking with us this afternoon and listening to this degeneracy happening. It's slowly happening to the entire group. It's taking over, guys. Talking About Practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Poland Cyclery. Providing self-propelled transportation and non-polluting recreation, Poland's has been serving the Chico community since 1918 at 801 Main Street in downtown Chico. They can be reached at 342-1055. Appreciate y'all, Poland's. Appreciate. Who else do we have today? North Rim Adventure Sports? Yes, sir. North Rim Adventure Sports. And most importantly, we appreciate you and y'all, our listeners. I know this show gets off the rails, but, you know, we have fun around here. Our man Derek Isamaki will be back in studio next week. We're hoping to have Jordan back on here soon. He's probably going to have to, you know, do it remotely because he no longer lives here. He left us. Shout out to him, though, because he doubled down and bet on his girl being a nurse. And that was a smart investment, my G. So shout out to Jordan and Derek. You can get the full squad every week talking about practice wherever you download your podcasts. Even if you don't really listen, will you please just go and download us? It helps us out incredibly. Whenever we ask y'all to step up to the plate, you do. So, again, I really don't care if y'all listen to it or not. I'd appreciate it. It'd be nice. But go ahead and just rate, review us, show us some love, and it'll help us out tremendously. We're building, you know what I'm saying? We also have t-shirts, holler at us, TVP, not a game, on Instagram. Back to the proceedings around here. And will you get Aaron on the line here before too long,
sir.
My friend? This past week, or today was the last day for NFL players, I should say, to opt out of the rest of the 2020-21 season. And some notable names actually are opting out. I had the list right in front of me. We got those guys.
But you don't know Marquise Goodwin or Dante Hightower?
I know those guys.
Patrick Chung?
Nate Solder?
He was showing you a different list.
Nate Solder, of the best offensive linemen in the game.
He's out too?
Yeah, you have Patrick Chung, Dante Hightower, Devin Funches
from
the Packers.
Maybe I should have just gone with those guys, yeah.
Michael Pierce is out. From the Vikings, the defensive tackle from the Vikings, one of their best players.
I mean, if you're watching the NFL or watching Major League Baseball and seeing how things have been going with them, why would you want to play this season? Especially if you have anyone in your household who's at risk. And honestly, I mean, I think we're kind of downplaying what these players, the risk these players are putting on themselves. You know what I'm saying? They have. We don't know what the long-term effects of coronavirus are, obviously. These players make a lot of money based on their conditioning. And if coronavirus is going to affect your lungs for years, which we don't know, you know what I mean? Can you put a dollar amount on that? I just think it's hard to...
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, but for some of these top, you know, ranked players like the Odells that are coming out, you know, or... you know, Patrick Mahomes that just got this, you know, astronomical deal. Like, yeah, why would you want to play? Like, you're paid already. But some of these guys that are coming in the league have bills to pay. You know what I mean? Like, they have mouths to feed. A lot of these guys are helping out a lot of their family members. So it's like they kind of have these situations that they can't really reject opting out. You know what I mean? They still want that game check. They still hope that there's going to be a season because they need that. But at it has to come at a price, right? You know what I mean? Like there's going to be – there has to be some top-ranked players like the Odell, some of those players that are going to opt out eventually. And then do they even really want to kind of fulfill those TV contracts for the NFL and try to gain those – revenues when no one's real? I mean, people are going to watch. Let's be real. I mean, people are always going to watch the NFL, but when there's no superstar playing, you know, and it's the Dolphins versus the Jags, like, are you really going to watch?
I think beyond that, yes, I will.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
of course.
It's something to gamble on. And again, we haven't even got to the second wave of coronavirus. So my guess is things are going to be shut down here in California for quite a while. So we're probably going to have a lot of time to watch sports. What I don't understand is how the NFL can say there is a last day to opt out. Because here's the deal. If I don't want to play, if right now I might be thinking to myself, yeah, I'm still going to play. And week two, three of training camp comes around, there's an outbreak within my own locker room, I'm not coming back.
Yeah,
I'm out. So I was a little confused about that, but I don't know. I find it odd that there would be some finality to the day in which you could say, you know what, not worth it. So we'll see. Anyway, let's bring on the best Isamaki we got. Aaron Isamaki, our foreign correspondent, joins us now. Aaron, hello.
Hey there, guys. How's it going?
It's going great. So before we get started, I wanted to tell you something kind of funny that happened right before the show. I thought I'd text you, and the text had read, more or less, UFC, golf, hockey, is that about sum it up? Appreciate you filling in because your brother's a loser and you've been doing more work on the show than he has lately. You're the best. And I didn't say best. I said something else. But
yeah,
you can imagine.
Yeah.
And I get a text back right as I'm walking into the building. Wait, what? I text an Aaron who I know from about 10 years ago. And I can imagine she is very confused right now. So shout out to that, Aaron, but also shout out to you. And with that, what are we discussing today?
Fortunately for you, I am incredibly prepared. And I was going to do, yes. I watched some golf and some hockey this weekend. So
awesome.
Hopefully that's okay.
No, that is excellent. Where do you want to start since you are prepared?
Let's say hockey because I feel like there's a little bit more to talk about in golf. So hockey did start fast and furious. There were so many games this weekend. It was exciting. I think the only bummer is coming into today, not too much has happened because they're doing the round robins as well as the play-in games.
Yeah.
So not too much has happened. However, the Colorado Avalanche did win their first round robin game against the St. Louis Blues. So it's looking great for my team.
Yeah. I love how you had to highlight that. Okay. What else do we have going on?
So we had some golf this weekend. Justin Thomas won.
Yep.
And he actually came back from four behind on Sunday with three birdies to win it, which is pretty impressive. That's his third win this year. And I think the most exciting thing that's happening is that next weekend the first golf major of 2020. And so I'm, you know, doing some research, you know, I'm looking into it. ESPN has this article and the first four paragraphs are talking about Tiger.
And it's like, damn right.
Tiger is only
he's back.
He's only played like three times this week. I mean, what is there to talk about with Tiger? Why does he have four paragraphs? All the other golfers have like a sentence or two of, you know, what they could do well. It's all about Tiger, which is shameful in my opinion.
I couldn't agree with you more. Let me ask you this. Now that you find yourself watching golf, because I found this with myself, do you feel really, really old?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of I feel like it's definitely one of those things you might have to appreciate as you get a little bit older. I mean, we always watch golf, but you know, now I find myself knowing things like up and down, and I'm like, ooh, never thought that would happen.
Yeah, no, I could not be more with you. It's really, It's almost depressing in a way, you know? When I find my... Exactly. I see someone hitting out of the bunker, and I'm like, ooh, I want to see their chip game. Like, I'm getting so weird, and it's just uncomfortable. I never thought golf would ever be a sport I cared about unless Tiger was in the mix on late on Sunday afternoon. And, man, our lines are blowing up. So many people want to talk to you, Aaron.
What can I say?
I don't know. Our producer's just walking around ignoring the call instead of doing something about it, so it's pretty great.
The last time, I'm not doing it again. Nope. Just the last time kind of sucked.
Last time somebody called.
Anyway, but so we're old is basically the consensus, yes?
Agreed, 100%.
Now, are you going to step out on the golf course anytime soon? I'd like, by the time you come back, that we can all go play together. Is this something you are going to work on for us?
You know, I really enjoy watching sports. I'm not really good at them. And I absolutely enjoy riding the golf cart, drinking a beer.
Yeah.
You know, I will celebrate the highs with you and laugh at you in your lows. So,
okay, that's fair enough. So you can drive one of the carts for the TVP Invitational is what you're telling me.
Absolutely, 100%. I could even carry your golf bag if we're going to walk the holes.
Speaking of highs and lows, are you willing to throw in with me?
Okay, here we go.
Plus 2,500, Tiger wins it all. Let's go.
Absolutely not. No way. There's no chance.
So who do you have for next weekend then? Who are some of your favorites?
You know, so Brooks Koepka looked really good this weekend, and next weekend he's going to be trying to three-peat. So I think he's my top pick. But Justin Thomas, you know, he's just won his third one. He's looking great. Last week I picked Tony Finau, and he did not do well at all this weekend. So the curse continues, I think, but I think Brooks Koepka is my pick.
Yeah, what's Brooks Koepka? Do you have it in front of you, Jim?
He's at plus 1,000. He is the favorite. Him and Justin Thomas are the favorite to win the championship.
All right, so Aaron nailed it. Anything else for us on your way out, Aaron?
Joe Kelly is Carlos Correa's father.
Yeah. Hold on, let me give you some shine there.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was pretty awesome, and for a moment, I didn't hate the Dodgers. That was pretty rad.
Yeah, for probably about 3 minutes, I was a Dodger fan.
Yeah. It was exciting. I really appreciate it. As a huge Dodger fan, you know, when players come in, you know, you kind of don't really like them. And when we acquired Joe Kelly, I was pretty bummed. And Joe Kelly is my new favorite Dodger.
Yes. The pouty lip.
Oh, That was amazing. Excellent as always. Thank you for joining us, Aaron. We will catch up with you again next week.
Sounds good, guys.
Tiger's back.
Oh, gosh. Later, Aaron. Oh, man. She always brings the heat.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Hates on Tiger, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I like her. I like her all the same.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. Brad, when you get back, I have something fun for you. Brad is running around doing producer duties. That's the fun thing about live radio, and especially working in a smaller station. Sometimes these things just happen. I would like to go down this road just real quick. We've had some weird things happen to us over the years. Not too long in the past, we had the power shut off in the middle of the show. You guys remember that?
Yeah,
right,
that was
fine. The show ended.
Yeah,
that was a good time.
Yeah.
Yep.
We've done a show while an entire band was warming up outside. You guys remember
that was
pretty loud.
And they were just a great band though.
Yeah, they're solid, but we just had to yell at each other the whole time. That was interesting. Mm-hmm. We've had some rowdy listeners in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I've been asked before why we don't put listeners on live air, and we have done it before a couple times. But one, technically speaking, it's difficult because of the room, and the other reason is a lot of y'all mugs can't be trusted. Okay, y'all just cannot be trusted with an open microphone.
Yeah, agreed.
So that's why, you know.
This one was actually a helpful one. They were letting us know about an issue on the sound. I hope we fixed it.
Okay.
Oh,
so
nice.
Thank you for that. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
I was a little concerned on picking that one up, but
thank you
for calling the second time. We appreciate that.
No doubt. Shouts to you, whoever you were. We appreciate y'all listening to us.
Not all heroes wear capes.
No, they do not.
Unless you are currently wearing a cape, then thank you.
So you had something for me?
I don't know. That could be.
Oh, not for you specifically, but I wanted to. I wanted to wait till you got back to discuss what's going on with the Pac-12, because I know both you and Sean are our biggest college college sports enthusiast. I would say John makes his bread and butter as far as betting only on college football.
I mean, not only.
What else would you say?
You had your best record
on.
All right, so college football I'm good at. All right, I get you. All right.
Yeah, and not great at really any other area.
Ouch.
I think it's fair.
It's
you were significantly better at college football.
Yeah. But it doesn't mean I'm trash at everything else.
Well, I mean, your football record last year was pretty bad.
The NFL was rough.
Yeah,
you had a rough year.
Scared money makes no money. You scared, go to church.
Okay. Anyway, the reason why I wanted to get you guys in here for this is the Pac-12 and players throughout other conferences now as well are aligning and basically came up with the list of demands they want met before they decide to go back to campus and play. These demands include some racial justice causes, as well as compensation, as well as player safety concerns.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys had a chance to read the article, basically, I forgot, what's the kid's name? Kurt Cuen, I want to say, from Cal. Offensive lineman, began this thing back in June. He started a group chat with some of his fellow players, and it really picked up some momentum. And what they found out after some time of talking back and forth is that the system is corrupt and is not going to fix itself from the inside. They're basically saying, I'm paraphrasing here, I have a ton of quotes, but I don't want to get to all of them. But basically, that if they sit around to and wait for the system to correct itself, it's never going to. Andrew Cooper was quoted as saying, the only way a labor movement can be started is with a work stoppage. And historically, this has been the case, right?
Yeah.
So, I wanted to get your guys' opinion on this. We are asking these players to go and put their bodies on the line and health on the line in an unprecedented way with COVID-19 right now. And now they're threatening, hey, we might not play then.
Yeah, I feel like before the student athlete has never really had a leg to stand on as far as leverage goes with the NCAA and getting revenue, cost share, I mean, likeness. We just started seeing that in the last couple of years, trying to move towards that. But I think with this pandemic, it's helped in a way because, you know, now you have these kids that you can see the NCAA, you know, in, you know, I don't want to blanket statement and say the NCAA doesn't care, but, you know, it kind of shows kind of where they stand or where their legions lie. It's with money. You know, they want this season to happen, whether it's just in conference games or not. And these kids are putting themselves at risk and getting no compensation for it. You know, so I feel like even more so now than ever, there needs to be a discussion. And I mean, not only that, but you look at, you know, the majority of head coaches in college football or in major college sports are white. You know, athletic directors are white, you know, presidents of schools, yes. Universities are majority white, you know, so the labor force of especially NCAA football is black communities,
yeah.
You know, so it's a disproportionate, you know, scheme as far as, you know, money goes. So to tell kids that they can't make money off their likeness, especially in these weird trying times that we're having, to put your health and safety, like you said before, we don't know the repercussions of it down the road. They could be putting their entire career, something they've worked for 18 years to get to, and put that all at jeopardy just to play one season to make the NCAA some money, and mm-hmm. they have no you know compensation for it. So I think it's a really good move on the players' part to try to, I mean, maybe not see something this season, but at least to get the conversation started.
Well, this is also the first time that the players have had this much power where they could just strike.
Right.
And you never saw that before. This is the time where they could, and they'd actually have a reason to. And the NCAA can't do a thing about it either.
Yeah, I mean, the scary thing is you have all these different conferences. You're seeing it involved in the Pac-12 a lot right now, mm-hmm. and nine different teams in the Pac-12. But a lot of those are California schools or neighboring state schools yep. that are kind of following the same guidelines of everyone. I mean, schools have already moved to online classes this fall. Yeah. They're not having on-campus meetings, anything like that, for the majority part. But how are you supposed to tell these kids? I mean, so these kids already kind of have the inclination that, mm-hmm. that a season's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So for the NCAA to push for it, you know, I feel like they – being the Pac-12, they have actually kind of the nucleus to start mm-hmm. this whole thing and, yep. and get, you know, the other Power Five conferences involved.
Because you have outside of what Washington, Oregon, and California, you have only four teams outside of those states right. that are in the conference. So, I mean, you definitely have those three states as the kind of the leading man in the Pac-12 on what needs to happen next,
which are all the big schools, exactly. you know, the dominating schools in the Pac-12. So, and I think it's big to see USC, you know, kids that are going to be projected first round picks coming up and starting these movements. You know, yeah. it shows that there's more to this than just trying to get paid. Mm-hmm. You know, it's
and I think we should clarify that what they're saying specifically is that this isn't just for football or basketball.
No, it's for everything.
They want everyone to get right. paid. And what they're saying is it's BS that they bring in millions of dollars. And what they often hear is, well, if we have to pay you guys, then we're going to have to cut soccer. And one of them was quoted, and I'm paraphrasing again, but basically it's not our problem if you mismanage the money. There's right. plenty of money to go yep. around, and don't give us the BS that if we have to pay you guys, then we have to get rid of athletics over here. Right.
Especially with some of these big D1 schools where their football or basketball programs bring in hundreds of millions of dollars a year.
And don't only pay for athletics at that school, but other facilities, yeah. research
libraries,
facilities, libraries, yeah, student living, all those types of things. And then, yeah, we turn around and tell the kids, hey, sorry, this is our stack. None left for you.
Yeah.
It's BS. And I'm glad they're getting called out for it. I'm glad these players. Look, this is a theme that I don't think is going to change. And I've talked about it a bit before. I think on Flipside Radio, I do. Between the pods and this show and Flipside, I get confused where I said one thing. But I know we talked about it before. And my point that I was making then was, we have a generation now that feels empowered to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't feel scared that they may not get jobs in the future because we ain't getting jobs in the future. We are a generation that is trapped with student loan debt. We are getting educations and not being able to walk into livable wages. And so we don't have the threat that previous generations did, where it's like, well, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be an activist because my job might see this. We just don't. Right. Many of us don't have those concerns. So it is cool to see these kids empowered and feel empowered enough to speak up and say, hey, we will sit out. It's one thing to make us play for no money under normal circumstances, but we're in a pandemic. Nah, you're going to pay us. And it makes all the sense in the world. Yes,
yeah.
Brad.
I was going to say, going quickly to the Miss Money Management, these colleges get endowments from famous or alumni.
Boosters.
So, boosters, exactly. And they just go straight to the colleges. Stanford is the number three in the endowments, Yale and Harvard number two, but they have $24 billion in their endowments. It's ridiculous.
Jeez.
Yeah.
The money's there.
So tell me you don't have the money to pay these guys. I'm sorry. You have $24 billion. Harvard has $37 billion. I don't want to hear that you don't have the money. Like a lot of these colleges that are Division I, they have the money. Notre Dame, $9 billion. Northwestern and Duke, almost $8 billion. I don't want to hear that you don't have the money. Like, and these are the top schools. I would imagine there's a lot more that have in their billions. But these are for, like, the school funds. I'm sorry, LSU got a pool that has an LSU lazy river.
Yeah.
That is not an endowment that you should be spending that money on. I am sorry.
Touché.
And you're not spending it on education.
But have you ever been in a lazy river?
I have. They're great. But that's not for school. That's for entertainment. Sports are entertainment.
No, I appreciate that. And to the point, Kieran, the offensive guard for Cal Berkeley, he actually is an NFL prospect. He probably will be a top two or three round draft pick. But he said, we're being used. Our bodies are being pushed to the limit, and we don't get the fruits of our labor. 2% of us are ever going to make any money from playing football or playing basketball. We're all too good at what we do for that to be the case. We put in too much work. And he goes on to say, these guys coming from nothing for a 2% chance to go back and then go back to nothing. We have teammates who have kids. They're struggling to get by on the stipend check we get. We have teammates who send whatever money they have left back home to their family because their families need it way more than they do. So this is another fact that we don't talk about nearly enough because there's so much crap going on in the world right now. But minority students, particularly African Americans with a bachelor's degree, still their job opportunities are significantly less. There's many studies MIT just did a study on this recently. So even getting that free education, being the exchange for putting your body at risk, how much does it mean if you can't get a job after school? You know what I mean? So a lot of these kids, it's like, wow, we gave you an opportunity at education. But a lot of them are going right back to poverty after they graduate. And that's something that we rarely ever talk about. These kids aren't asking for something unreasonable. Mm-hmm. They are an unpaid workforce that are highly skilled, the most skilled at what they do in the world, which is why they are at these major Division I programs. And all they're asking for is, hey, can we make this a little more fair? That's it.
Y'all want to know what Chico State's endowment is?
Yeah.
$65.3 million for Chico State and their endowment.
Wow.
That's still pretty impressive.
For a D2 college, like...
That's small as we are.
Yeah, and we don't really need... I mean, from what I've seen, all the construction's going down, we don't really need too much more. So...
We always need more.
Well,
we might not ever need classrooms again. The way things are going. This is so weird. What weird times we live in. I don't. You know, nursing programs are online right now. Many of them,
which is ridiculous.
That's scary. Is what
yeah.
It is.
Yeah. I don't want you poking me with an IV if you've been practicing on a couch cushion.
My next question to a doctor is going to be: when'd you graduate? Oh, after 2020. I don't want you touching me. I'm sorry.
It's sketchy, man.
It is.
I mean, what we do is much less important. But when I was in school, I had a class I had several classes that were studio production, and we were in a studio doing television production. How the hell can you do that remotely? Total side tangent, has nothing to do with anything, but I just figured while we're here, you know?
Yeah.
Weird times, man. Weird times. All right, let's move on. We only have a few minutes left. Like I said, Derek will be back next week. I would love to do foot and mouth and bring Eric Isamaki on, but I just don't think we have enough time. I think we're good. Baseball. Are we going to play some more? Who knows?
I think they just postponed, Cleveland and
St. Louis?
St. Louis series?
St. Louis, yeah.
Yep.
I believe
St. Louis. So, I mean, there's already like 12 teams that are saying...
There's quite a bit of games
that
have been postponed.
Play right now. And, yeah, man,
I'm glad, though, that they decided, hey, let's start doing seven-inning doubleheaders. That was a smart move. But at the same time, if you're not going to be able to contain the coronavirus within your league, you're not going to have those games to actually play.
Yeah.
It's a smart idea. And looking back on it now, the fact that the owners were wanting the bubble, they were very adamant about the bubble, and the Players Association didn't want the bubble, the players screwed themselves. Like, I was all for the players, but now they kind of screwed themselves. They had a chance to be in a bubble where they should have been in the first place to keep this from happening. And now you expect, it's like, all right, well, you guys have to manage this. Like, no, they're managing this as best that they can, and you didn't want the guidelines, and you are being irresponsible without the guidelines. So when we start putting the guidelines back on and then you still don't follow them, like, what do you ask from the MLB? They messed up. Let me just say
that. Cut it down.
Yeah.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
I appreciate your passion on this, but do me a favor real quick. Will you look up Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve's batting average this year just for poops and gigs on the way out of here?
Oh, it's under the Mendoza. It's under 200. I know that, but I'll look
it
up for you.
Yeah, will you have it exactly? Because I think that would be a fun way to end the show. Because the Dirty Astros cheated their way into a World Series. And as much as I was happy at the time that they beat the Dodgers and Derek was there to see it in person, the Dodgers deserve better than that. And yeah, I'm saying
that. I agree.
That.
Yeah. Oh, he's coming from three giants.
Knowing's easier than guessing.
He jumped over. Bregman has jumped over the Mendoza line. He's at 221 batting average.
Okay, ooh. How about Altuve?
I'm going to look that up.
All right.
The Astros, Altuve. I believe, are number one in runs scored this season.
Are they?
I believe so. They're top three.
Well, probably because they're getting hit by pitches and putting runners on.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's true. I didn't think
of that. Oh, and batting average for Altuve, if he had only heard a trash can, he would be higher than 158.
Oh.
Jeez.
Who was it that called him out the other night?
Oral Hershiser.
Oh, yeah. He said it's a lot harder when you have to guess.
Yeah.
Guessing is harder than knowing.
Yeah. Guessing is harder than knowing.
Yeah. All right, that's going to do it for us. We appreciate y'all rocking with us. We will be back. Derek should be back next week, too.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Derek, I miss you.
That should be fun. In between time, go make sure you...